Matt Charbonneau from the Detroit News. He covers Michigan State football and Michigan State men's basketball. Matt, how are you?
I'm good, Tony. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine. I was going to talk football, and then all of a sudden I'm on Matt's blog, and here's all this news about Delvon Rowe. And, you know, it's something we knew that could come, Matt, but you really didn't think about it because he'd always gutted it out. But he has decided to retire.
Yeah, there's that part of you that's surprised that it happened yesterday, and then another even bigger part that's not surprised. I mean, I was in with Tom Izzo on Tuesday, and it was funny because he was happy that Delvon was coming back pretty good from the sprained ankle he had in the spring. And, you know, that's the surprising part that it happened so quickly. But he even told us that the knee was bugging him again as he'd kind of come back from the ankle, that he could tell something was different and it wasn't the ankle, it was his knee again. And he was already having to have fluid drained from it, something he usually doesn't have to do until the end of the year. So it's really too bad. I mean, the kid had so much talent, but we never really got to see it here. And, you know, it was a sad day, but he's such a good kid, a bright kid. I think he's got a great future ahead of him.
Delvon Rowe was a kid who was a top five recruit. North Carolina's really wanted him. As a matter of fact, their coach Roy Williams said so publicly that he was very disappointed. He's kind of angry that Rowe decided to be a Spartan.
Yeah, he sure was. And, you know, and then they got to play him in Ford Field twice, once in the national championship game, and then, you know, I know Delvon was really looking forward to this aircraft carrier game as well, because they were going to play North Carolina again. And he was really an amazing high school talent. And he got hurt down there and missed his senior year, and that he's really never been the same. But, you know, the thing I think is great about him is look how every year he tried to reinvent himself. Last year as a defender and as a rebounder. I mean, he was all about the team. And, you know, it's just too bad that this kind of happened to him and he never really could get back from it.
All right, but he does have a lot going for him. He graduates in May, and he also has a baby girl. Tell us, did he unveil what's going to happen with his future? What's he want to do?
Well, and as a lot of people know, too, he's an aspiring actor. He shot a movie this summer. He's really gotten into that. You know, he's set to graduate in May. He's going to hang around with the team. He'll still have a scholarship, obviously. You know, he'll travel with them a lot, especially to the big games like out in San Diego and all that. So, you know, he's not going to disappear. And this kid, I mean, you really have to meet him. It's, you know, we in our business, we meet a lot of different athletes, and this guy is a special one. And even at the end of his press conference yesterday, he made sure to go around and shake everyone's hand and thank us. You know, it's like, what is he thanking us for? I mean, it was really a privilege for us to cover this kid. And you know, it's just another example of the kind of person he is. He's just such a good, genuine person that whatever he does, I just have a feeling he's going to do well at it.
All right. Now, before we jump into football, MSU men's basketball, they've had a lot of other injuries. Where do we stand? What's the team look like as we think about Midnight Madness, which is in a couple of weeks?
Well, yeah, that's a funny thing. Talking to Tom the other day, he was pretty happy about where they were health-wise. They're supposed to get Russell Bird back full. You know, he's been practicing a little bit, you know, the little bit they have, but he'll be 100% ready to go next week, according to Tom. So beyond that, they're pretty healthy. I mean, last summer they had so many guys out with various little injuries, they hardly ever even played a pickup basketball game, and that really hasn't been the case this year. So, you know, he's really looking forward to the fact that to start practice this year, they're going to be, you know, aside from Delvon, now at this point, they should be 100% ready to go.
All right, we're talking with Matt Charbonneau from the Detroit News, who covers Michigan State football and men's basketball. Now, Matt, I look at what's going to go on in Columbus with Michigan State as kind of being a pivotal point. We're going to find out a lot about them, and I think it's similar to what the Lions did in Minneapolis and beating the Vikings. Going on the road, beating Ohio State in the horseshoe, that could turn the season around, couldn't it?
Absolutely. And it's funny, I think both teams are kind of in the same spot. You think they can be pretty good, but you're not really sure. And I think for both teams, this day will tell a lot. You know, for Michigan State, I don't think it could set up a whole lot better. You know, obviously we know about all the suspensions and Jim Tressel being gone, but on top of that, they're starting a true freshman quarterback who's completed all of about 7 passes in the last 2 weeks. So the way the defense is playing, I just don't see it setting up a whole lot better for him. If they lose this game, it could be a tough month. I mean, they got a week off and then play Michigan, have Wisconsin, go to Nebraska. It's going to be tough. So, getting a win here, I think, is absolutely vital to their, to their success in the Big Ten going forward.
Now, the defense has played well, and the challenge seems to be the running game and the offensive line. There have been some people backed out or banged up. Where are we? Do you expect the Spartans to get the running game going again?
Well, they're certainly going to try. It's kind of interesting. You know this offensive line eventually the time's going to be good. The problem is, how much time do they really have? It's the start of the Big Ten season, and we're still kind of figuring it out. But having said that, I really think Travis Jackson, he really played well last week. I think this kid's going to be a good center, and the same with Fofanodi at right tackle. It's just every week he gets more comfortable, I think he gets more aggressive. There's still questions out on the left side with France, although they kind of said this week that that's not really a competition with Mekaja Reynolds, who's been switched over. So, I guess we're still going to see. Ohio State's tough up front, like Notre Dame, so certainly running the ball is not going to be easy. I would not be shocked if they maybe start throwing the ball early on first down to try and loosen that up a little bit. But we know Michigan State, they're going to try and run the ball. If they struggle like they did against Notre Dame, that'll put Kirk Cousins in a bad spot. He'll have less time. I just kind of expect maybe a little change up in the approach offensively.
Who wins, and what do you think the score will be?
Well, this one's, I've gone back and forth on this one all week. I think it's going to be so close. And if Michigan State cleans up their special teams, which has hurt them almost every game this year, and I kind of think they're going to, I'm going to take Michigan State barely, maybe by 27-23.
You can read Matt Charbonneau's article about Delvon Rowan today's Detroit News. Just go to detnews.com, CHRBONEAU, and look up his story. Matt, as always, thanks so much. Travel safely to Columbus. Those fans down there are crazy, so be safe.
Yeah, I might cover up my Michigan license plate. We'll see.
All right, we'll talk with you soon.
All right, thanks.